And Dr. Stan Baxter at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the first half hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend William Grigg, and we're going to be talking about the National Council on Bible Curriculum in the Public Schools. But of course, we're really going to be talking about another organization that's coming along trying to usurp this concept, because the last thing that the Brotherhood of Darkness, the establishment, call it what you will, the evil people who have taken God out of our schools and God out of our public places and have an intense hatred of the God of the Bible, those people come up with another alternative to throw people off the track, and many good people are embracing this other idea. Gee, what's wrong with having the Bible as curriculum? William, thanks very much for being with us, and I'm going to let you pick up the story.
Dr. Stan, it's always a pleasure to be with you. The group you're referring to is called the Bible Literacy Project, or BLP, and it's headed by a man named Charles Haynes. And as you said, Dr. Stan, many people who are well-intentioned and who have, I think, very commendable motives in terms of trying to restore the biblical foundation of our society and the Bible-based understanding of our rights as individuals and our duties to God, have been beguiled by the so-called Bible Literacy Project because they don't understand that it is a function of a movement called the Communitarian Movement. And Mr. Haynes is a very significant player in an organization called the Communitarian Network. And his qualifications to be an instructor or to preside over an effort to teach Bible literacy would seem to be rather thin on the ground, because he's a former employee of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. He's been involved with other groups of a similar inclination, trying to pry apart the public culture of our country and the institutions of government from the Bible-based understanding of morality that defined what we were as a culture long before we had a constitutional government. Mr. Haynes, as I mentioned, is with the Communitarian Network. You want to understand what that organization is all about? You have to understand the communitarian worldview. Communitarianism is an expression which entered the political vernacular a little more than a decade ago. It's somewhat related to the idea of a third way between American-style individualist capitalism and collectivist socialism of the Soviet model. We heard a lot about the third way being discussed by Bill Clinton and Tony Blair and politicians of that ilk in the late 1990s. And the Communitarian Network is also, in some ways, a revival of the Fabian socialist movement of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The Fabian socialists understood that in order for collectivism to triumph, it was more efficient to beguile people into imprisoning themselves in a collectivist prison, to vote themselves into servitude rather than using the power of an invading or occupying army, or by creating in one fell swoop a totalitarian regime. You have to beguile people into choosing servitude, and so they preferred a long march through the institutions. That's an expression that was used by a communist theoretician from Italy named Antonio Gramsci. All these people, whether you're talking about the Fabians or the Third Way Socialists or the Gramscian cultural communists or now the communitarians, all of them believe in the idea that the government should be in charge of defining what our supposed rights are and what our obligations are to society. And the way that they do this, the communitarians specifically, is by pursuing what they call the politics of consensus. Consensus is a word which, in its strictest definition, simply means agreement. That's from the Latin, with the agreement or the consent of the people. That's how we approach it here from the American perspective. The people have to consent in order for government to exercise the powers it derives from the consent of the people. But the way consensus is achieved through communitarianism is rather different. One of the main theoreticians of communitarianism is a fellow by the name of George C. Lodge of the Harvard Business School. He wrote a book in 1995, interestingly enough, for use in training corporate and business leaders, entitled Managing Globalization in the Age of Interdependence. And in describing the difference between individualism and communitarianism, this is what George C. Lodge from Harvard Business School said, and I quote, "Individualism argues for a voluntary consensus. The communitarian believes that it may be necessary to secure consensus through coercion as through prisons." Now, of course, what you're talking about is that we have a different perspective on law. In the American individualist point of view, the powers of the government are defined by what the individual ordains the government to do within the framework of law, and that law has to be defined by the Bible. It has to resonate with and be compatible with the law of nature and nature's God. And laws that are not passed in compliance with that biblical foundation, that's the most important part of this discussion, Dr. Stan. Laws that are enacted that are incompatible with that biblical foundation are not really laws. They're spurious. That's something that Blackstone taught. That's something that the founding fathers understood. If you have laws that are passed that are biblically compatible and that have the consent of individuals acting through their representative bodies, then you have something that, from the American perspective, is suitable. The communitarian, on the other hand, has an idea of how to shape society using the power of government to correct what they consider to be the defects in the way that people think and the way that people believe. And in order to do this, to impose this new consensus, the communitarians reserve to themselves the right to use not only deception, not only subversion of institutions, which is what the so-called Biblical Literacy Project is trying to do, I contend, but also the use of outright coercion. That being the case, we should not be surprised, as George Lodge points out, and I'm quoting once again from his book, that, and I'm quoting, "Stalin and Hitler were communitarians, as are the authoritarian communitarians, such as former Singaporean ruler Lee Kuan Yew, and the rulers of the People's Republic of China. All these people were communitarians. What they have in common, of course, is a concept of government and of man's role in society that is completely incompatible with the American point of view. One of the chief leaders of the communitarian movement, you could say really the founding father of it, is a fellow by the name of Amitai Etzioni. He was a self-described Middle Eastern terrorist, albeit he was, I believe, an Ergun terrorist trying to drive the British out of Palestine at the time that the nation state of Israel was founded. You may believe that the ends that he was seeking were entirely appropriate, that the means he used would be a little bit disputable. But you ask him about his background, he'll say, yes, I'm a former terrorist. Interestingly enough, in recent years, following 9/11, Mr. Etzioni has been something of a conspicuous presence on television, on cable television talk shows, and also in various forums, discussing what he considers to be the necessity of attenuating, restricting, abridging, or doing away with certain liberties and immunities enjoyed by the common citizenry in the name of protecting us against terrorism. Now, this is really interesting because he covers the whole spectrum. He's somebody who was using the tools of terrorism early in his political career, and now is the head of the communitarian movement, more or less the godfather of the same. He's urging that government have the power, basically, to deprive everybody summarily of certain rights that we cherish in order to protect us, supposedly, from the threat of people who use exactly the same tactics that Mr. Etzioni used early in his political career. And he's pretty typical in terms of his outlook on rights and government power of the type of people who make up the communitarian network. There are hundreds of them, if not thousands. They tend to be academic in nature. They are not partisan. In many ways, if you take a look at the familiar architecture of the power elite in groups such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the various ad hoc meetings that take place, such as the Bilderberger meetings and various meetings at the Aspen Institute, the type of people who go to those meetings and belong to those organizations are very much of a piece with the people who are in the communitarian network. There really is a great deal of overlap. It's not an exaggeration to say that the communitarian network is one of the major initiatives of this semi-submerged power elite that we define by groups such as the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. And their objective, once again, is to undermine, subvert, and eventually to just do away with our conventional, biblically defined concept as a society of the rights of man and the limited powers of government to create this new communitarian consensus that would be eventually globalist in nature.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. But the common thing that holds them all together is this common desire for a world government, the destruction of freedom, and, of course, the destruction of Christianity.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 14, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $9.5910. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $986.44, $493.22 for the half ounce, or $246.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $986.44, $493.22, and $246.61.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-AgeMax uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-AgeMax with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-AgeMax. Dr. Bill's Anti-AgeMax is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our special guest, Dr. Gravelin, we're talking about the statin drugs. Now, of course, we're told we have to take the statin drugs because our cholesterol is high. And, you know, of course, cholesterol, everybody knows, is what leads to heart attack and leads to strokes. And like Dr. Gravelin, I believe that. I remember the papers that were presented, the rabbit studies, looking at those rabbit arteries, seeing them close on down when they're on cholesterol and open up when they took them off of cholesterol. But, of course, were those pictures really a reflection of the influence of cholesterol? Well, Dr. Growlin, will you address this issue about the cholesterol, the great killer? Is it really the threat, or is it simply contrived to justify the sale of Lipitor and other statin drugs?
It has turned out that cholesterol is the biggest con that we've ever had perpetrated on the medical community. A guy by the name of Ansel Keys sold it to our government back in 1955. He sold it to the national organizations. He was personally convinced. He had a few studies that supported his work. At least he felt it did. These were actually misstated. But regardless, he, because of his political contacts, was able to sell the cholesterol concept of atherosclerosis and increased cardiovascular risk. And the government got behind this, and within just a very short time, the entire, all of us were inundated with cholesterol causation. And when you're raised in that environment, when you graduate from medical school and you're through your internship and everybody around you is all focused on cholesterol, this becomes an extremely important thing. That's the peer influence. And what happened was this just grew. And the reason it grew is that everybody won except the patient. In this case, look at how the drug companies have won. This is now a multi-billion dollar industry. And look at how the food industries won with the cholesterol concept. Look at all the food processing they could get away with and sell for higher prices. And then look at how the doctors have profited, thinking they were doing the right thing. But regardless, they were not doing the right thing. Cholesterol is now well established to be a non-factor in atherosclerosis. It is irrelevant to the atherosclerotic process. The real cause of atherosclerosis, we now know on the basis of longitudinal studies and a host of research in the past 10 years, is inflammation. Inflammation from a variety of causes, all of which cause endothelial damage and trigger the process. It just so happens that the statin drugs have two faces. They do reduce cholesterol. So all this time we've been feeding statin drugs, we've had some people that showed apparent decrease in instance of myocardial infarction. We said, boy, look at that work. It's because of the cholesterol reduction. Wrong. Statin drugs also are powerful anti-inflammatory agents. We didn't know this until the year 2001. But because they are powerful anti-inflammatory agents, they do interrupt the inflammatory cascade. They are a super aspirin, no more, no less. And unfortunately, we are still, most of the medical community is still focused on cholesterol, the enemy.
Well, you know, I think it's really so important for people to understand that when they tell you that that the statin drugs cut down the incidence of heart disease and stroke 30%, you never read the small print. I mean, they have that in big headlines, 30% reduction. That's what the doctor sees. If you read the small print, you find out that in the case of Lipitor, if you take 100 patients and you give them a placebo, three of them will, over the course of a year, develop either a heart attack or a stroke. If you take 100 patients and you give them Lipitor, why two patients will develop a heart attack and a stroke. The difference between 3 and 2 is 30%. And so that's how they come up with this ridiculous figure. Now, you're taking a potentially very harmful, very powerful drug that poisons your liver. And, of course, you're taking that for a 1% improvement, which you'd probably get the same improvement with a straight anti-inflammatory. But the average doctor doesn't know that. You've got to get hold, and we have the material. Anybody wants to see it, we'll be glad to verify it for you. It's all a lie, but a lie told often enough comes to be believed. This is a multi-billion dollar lie. How much do they make selling these liver poisons to the people?
Lipitor is $12 billion this year.
That's just Lipitor alone, and then think of all the other statin drugs that are out there. And the doctors are complicit in this. They really don't know. I don't think the average doctor knew anything more about it than Dr. Gravelin, or that I did until we began to study this and put together a four-tape set on it. Now, of course, we carry Dr. Gravelin's very excellent book on statin drugs. We think it's vitally important that you find out and then that you help us get to others. Well, what are some of the other complications that people will experience taking these drugs?
Well, the statin drugs have an incredible effect on the human body. Now, first of all, we have to realize that your cholesterol, your God-given cholesterol, is normal for you. It's right for you. It's perfect for your body. And any attempts to lower this to artificially new levels, low levels, is bound to run into problems because your body isn't geared to that. Right now, I'm proud of my 280, 290 cholesterol, and I would be really concerned if it went down.
Well, you know, basically, I'm looking at some of my old medical textbooks, and you or I are just about the same age. Of course, I graduated from medical school in 1952, I guess it was. But some of the old medical textbooks, cholesterol of 280 was completely normal. And then, of course, when I went into practice, they lowered it to 230. Then they lowered it to 200, so they get more people onto these very expensive drugs. And then they said, oh, it shouldn't be really over 170. This is a scam. It's one of the greatest scams of all time.
Oh, it's so incredible, and it's a poison. This drug is basically a poison in the way it's been used. We've been using statins in cholesterol-lowering doses. As a result, we inevitably will interfere with a host of other vital biochemical processes. It's simply because the synthesis of cholesterol uses the same pathway as CoQ10, dolichols, selenoproteins, Rho, normal phosphorylation, and a host of other things. And when you block that pathway using these reductase inhibitors, they found that one simple reductase step that they could hit. So they hit it, knowing there's billions of dollars of potential reward in the future, and either not knowing or not caring that they're wiping out these other physiological processes. It's sort of like they pruning. They've got one branch on a tree that you want to get, so you prune the base of the tree to get at that branch, disregarding the fact that you're going to get all of the branches of the tree. This is exactly what they have done. I can't imagine that these guys in the drug company didn't realize this. They knew, and this is why I've accused them of using us all as guinea pigs, because we've been guinea pigs ever since the statin drugs were first marketed.
Things
wipe out so many of our body systems.
Amen to that. Well, when we get back, Cynthia, our telephone number here is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call if you have a question for Dr. Gravelin. This is a very important subject. You need to get our 4-tape set. You need to get his book to understand what's really going on.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Dr. Dwayne Gravelin. And do you have a web page or anything you'd like to get up there?
Yes, my website is www.spacedoc.net. Everything I say on this station is on my website and fully documented. Hundreds of papers.
As he calls him Space Doc because he was in the astronaut program. Unfortunately, he got to be on one of the scientists working on the astronaut program. I didn't get to the moon, but his roommate did. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question on this subject, it is a very important subject. It is a very important hoax. The reason that the rabbits, of course, developed arteriosclerosis is they wouldn't eat the cholesterol they were feeding them. They had to mix it with triglyceride fats. The rabbits would eat the triglyceride fats, and then they'd eat the cholesterol, and then, of course, their arteries had shut down. Years later, when somebody repeated the story and just used the triglyceride fats, they found that the arteries closed down, but it had nothing at all to do with the cholesterol. It was a scam, and most doctors certainly have never heard the story you're hearing today. So this is all covered very well in Dr. Gravelin's book. Now, what about coenzyme Q10? You mentioned that the reductase actually inhibits coenzyme production, but most people do not understand what coenzyme Q10 is, why it's important, and why the reduction in coenzyme Q10 that is associated with the taking of statin drugs is really so dangerous. Would you like to discuss that?
Yes, I would, and I'd like to precede it with just a a review of the sequence of my three books. I now have three books on this general subject. The first one was Lipitor, Thief of Memory. This one I wrote soon after my own experience with amnesia, and Lipitor, therefore the title. I was focused on that. However, I soon became aware that it wasn't just Lipitor, and it wasn't just memory, that many, many other body systems were involved. So my second book was titled Statin Drug Side Effects. And this worked okay for a few years. But now, within the last 2 years, I've realized that there's something far more sinister involved with statin drug use. And it's what I call the dark side of statin drugs, and it has to do with CoQ10 and the ultimate effect of inhibiting CoQ10 synthesis. It just so happens that CoQ10 plays a vital role in our mitochondria. Now, mitochondria are tiny energy cells or units within each of our cells. Some of our cells, like skin cells, only have a few, and muscle cells have hundreds, even thousands, of these mitochondrial units, and they produce energy in the form of ATP. So this is how we operate. Our bodies operate on ATP produced by mitochondria. It's a beautiful system, and it's not just for humans. All tissue, all life works on the same principle. Now, CoQ10 is an integral part of the mitochondria. It is vital to the complex 1 and 2. There are four complexes in protein complexes in mitochondria where electrons are transferred from the foodstuffs to from one thing to another. And CoQ10 is absolutely vital for the first and second of these complexes. Now, when these are not present, when CoQ10 is not present in sufficient quantities, two things occur. First of these is loss of energy. But the second is the vital role of CoQ10 as an antioxidant is suddenly lost, and the tissues of the mitochondria are abruptly exposed to excess oxygen, or oxidation, we call it, from oxygen radicals. These are the inevitable byproduct of metabolism. And every day we have hundreds, if not thousands, of these oxygen radicals produced and needing to be absorbed, because otherwise they cause damage. And when you don't have sufficient CoQ10, you abruptly have an assault of these radicals, these highly energetic radicals, on the surrounding tissue, so that surrounding proteins and lipids and DNA strands are struck and electrons are knocked off one way or another and damage is done. Now, I stumbled onto this when I was researching why it is that many of our problems are permanent with statin drugs. Why do we have permanent neuropathy? And why do we have permanent myopathy? And why is my ALS-like condition permanent? And the reason it's permanent is because the damage is based upon mitochondrial mutations. In the absence of sufficient CoQ10, we have had irreversible damage to our mitochondrial DNA. It no longer is the same DNA. It's been altered. And this is why we have permanent damage. This is truly the dark side. The last time I encountered in medicine a drug that caused DNA damage was with thalidomide.
I know, Chris. And, of course, the thing is that they know that the statin drugs alters the coenzyme Q10 production. They know it suppresses it. In fact, at one time, I think Pfizer was going to come out with a combination drug. In fact, they patented a coenzyme Q10 and Lipitor, and then they never produced it. So they know the damage that they're doing, but they really don't care. They're making $12 billion a year. Let's go to Isabel, who's calling us from New York. Hi, Isabel. How you doing?
Well, not too bad. And how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Do you have a question for Dr. Gravelin?
Well, yes, I do, but I don't know if it's related now. I'm not familiar with statins, but just had a prescription for NY, I believe, statin, which is powder form. Do I have that?
It's an NY statin?
I believe that's what it is. I don't have the paperwork in front of me.
No, really? I don't know what that is. Do you, Dr. Galvin?
Is this going to turn out to be nystatin, NY statin?
I believe so. It's
that's
a powder.
An antifungal agent.
Is that anything similar
to what? No, it does not have anything to do with statins.
All right, you're safe there.
You have likely encountered a yeast infection.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about that. I don't know anything about it, and that's out of my field of expertise.
But thank you, because I didn't know if all statins were the same.
No, that one's a different one. Anyway, God bless, and thanks very much for calling.
Well,
again, our number 970-68. Find me again on this program. We've got about five different programs with different numbers. This program is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for our guest, who really, of course, has experienced some of the marked side effects of this drug, but there are so many of them. And of course, one of the problems with coenzyme Q10 is it can lead to congestive heart failure. And certainly a lot of people, of course, taking the statin drugs to protect their heart, and yet here's a product that actually can lead to progressive heart failure and muscle weakness. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, that's because of CoQ10's role in energy production. And it is true, because the heart is the biggest user of energy, that it is usually the first to go in a case of inadequate CoQ10. So one of the things that all statin drugs do is diminish the availability of CoQ10 to all the cells in our body. And, of course, if your heart feels this, you're going to have the usual congestive cardiac failure symptoms of shortness of breath and swelling ankles and things of that nature. And there's no doubt about this. This is documented by much research and can largely be prevented by the concurrent...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network in Sydney, our guest, Dr. Gravelin, we've got actually Regis calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Regis, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, what is the role of an overproduction of fibrinogen relating to a coronary artery disease? I was reading an article that there's one doctor, he believes that due to stress or for whatever reason causes the overproduction of fibrinogen, that's what's clogging the arteries.
Well, I think it's really it's the inflammation, and the fibrinogen may be a byproduct of that. But Dr. Gravelin, you're much more of an expert on that than I am. What is the effect of fibrinogen or increased fibrinogen in the production of clotting and associated with heart disease?
Well, fibrinogen, I haven't really heard of its use in this capacity. Lipoprotein A comes to mind, however, because this is the fibrinogen-like substance that is really the problem, in my judgment. Lipoprotein A was first identified by the man who first promoted the vitamin C theory, and most of us well remember his work. But what he did, and it was so impressive, was to prove that we are many of us are left with a very unusually high level of lipoprotein A. It's a carryover from our evolution, and he maintains that we gave up the ability to produce vitamin C some 45 million years ago because we needed lipoprotein A. And that was about the time we were coming out of the trees. And it sort of fit, when you think about it, because we now needed something that would stop the bleeding from tooth and claw as we descended from our arboreal existence and started to walk the savannas. This made sense in evolutionary terms.
Right.
But at any rate, we changed then to this lipoprotein A and converted our C into this other product. And this is the product which, if it's present in excess, really does lead to increased thrombosis. And this is one of the markers that I think is very important.
Well, I
hope that answers your question, but this is the a very important substance, lipoprotein A. It's actually composed of receptors. It's coated with receptors for glycine and lysine and proline, and these are the elements of collagen. And any time there's a break in our collagen, a break in our tissues, so collagen is exposed. And think of collagen as the matrix of our body. It's in between all the cells. So when the endothelial lining is ruptured, underneath is collagen. Anytime those fibers of collagen are exposed, this lipoprotein heads for it and clutches to it and clings to it and forms a clot.
I think that just the most important thing is that if we have something that increases the fibrinogen level, whether it's related to this or not, why it certainly can increase the clotting tendency, and it's the clotting that produces a certain number of heart attacks and strokes. Hey, thanks very much for your call.
Thank you.
We have somebody calling us from Arkansas. Who's calling from Arkansas?
Lucille.
Lucille. Hi, Lucille.
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I have two questions. I think they're combined. I want to know if CoQ10 is made naturally in the body, and if you are taking a supplement for CoQ10, how much should you take per day?
Okay, with respect to CoQ10, is it produced in the body? Yes, in the younger people. Up to age about 50, we produce enough to meet our needs. But after the age of 50, we produce very little. Progressively begin to produce inadequate amounts is the proper way of saying that. So certainly by the time we get to be my age, you're pretty much out of CoQ10. You're relying exclusively upon supplements. Now, the supplements will depend upon symptomatology. If you came to me and there's basically without symptoms, without any problems, I'd say anywhere from 50 to 100 milligrams daily. If you're having muscle symptoms, I would say anywhere from 200 to 1,000 milligrams daily, for at least for a therapeutic trial to see if it's going to help you. But remember, much of this is based on mitochondrial damage, and all the CoQ10 in the world is not going to help mitochondrial damage. And that's when you have to consider a broader base to nutritional supplements. And this is what I focused on in my third book, Statin Damage Crisis. I focused on all of this. I focused on this mitochondrial damage, the basis of neuropathy and myopathy, permanent myopathy and neuropathy, and the basis of ALS, Lou Gehrig's, that I have. This is where the broad-based nutritional supplements, CoQ10 plus many other supplements, all the ones that are vital to mitochondrial maintenance.
Okay.
Lucille, I really think that people over 50 should be taking this. And certainly if you were taking statin drugs, you should be taking it. But you shouldn't be taking statin drugs.
No, I'm not.
This actively suppresses the level of CoQ10. And certainly you should not, under any circumstances, take the statin. And certainly you should probably be on a CoQ10 supplement. I know I take it regularly.
Is there a natural food that produces CoQ10?
No, I don't think so. I think
you can eat beef hearts. Years ago, I went on a beef heart kick. My wife got a big kick out of that. But I was eating beef hearts because they do contain CoQ10.
All right,
now,
there you go.
Much more available source, the little capsules you get from Walmart.
They're little soft gel tablets. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, Lucille?
Yes, that helps a lot. Thank you and your guests.
God bless. Nice. Bye-bye. Okay, we're out of time. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll look forward to having you again sometime real soon.
Really? Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do carry Dr. Gravelin's book. We think it's important. It's his third book on statin drugs. It really covers much more. We also have an excellent four-tape set on statin drugs with four different experts. We'll give you everything you needed to know about statin drugs, and you'll be sorry you found out because you realize that suddenly we are prescribing these drugs, doctors across America prescribing them, and everything is done to keep the truth from the doctors. And so you need to get the information, you need to get it to your doctor, and just ask him, why would you prescribe a drug that gives you a 1% decrease in morbidity, referable to heart attack and stroke, when you get about the same thing from an aspirin or an anti-inflammatory? And he's never even thought of that because nobody's ever told him. So that's your job. We've got to get the doctors educated, and maybe they'll start listening to Radio Liberty and learn a lot of other things. Well, anyway, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, there's a donate button there, and you can simply push that. If you want to know more about health, we suggest our book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, by our good friend Dr. Blaylock. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We also carry another book that he's written titled Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. That's Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. If you want to know how they're destroying the lives of our children and creating the obesity epidemic, and they are creating an obesity epidemic, and they know what they're doing, why, of course, that book is Excitotoxins, the Taste That Kills. Dealing with both aspartame, which is in your children's chewing gum and your baby foods and just about everything you're going to eat down the line, and they know how toxic it is. And that's why they've got it in the food. Well, of course, somebody's making a lot of money. Donald Rumsfeld made a lot of money off of this. He's the one who got it, the FDA to carry it, when they knew that it predisposed children to brain tumors and adults to cancers. And yes, we see cancer exploding, and the FDA, we can thank the government officials, the finest officials that money could buy. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get some of the other books we have and tape sets. We have a 4-tape set with Dr. Blaylock, Life-Saving Health Secrets, or Life-Saving Secrets. And, of course, it has a number of different issues. We have a 4-tape set with one of those interviews with Dr. Blaylock, and that's called Vaccine Update 2009. We have the great DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development, because the vaccines damage brain development. It's the aluminum in them. It's the mercury in them. It's the other contaminants that they put in there to create inflammation, to stimulate inflammation. But that gets into the brain, and it creates problems for the brain. Why would you do that to our children? And then why would 1 in 6 American children have a neurodevelopmental abnormality? Why would the incidence of autoimmune disease and allergies and asthma be increasing in our children? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me also suggest Dr. Blaylock's excellent DVD, which he produced, called The Nutrition and Behavior. Nutrition and Behavior. You need to understand the relation between them. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time.